Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, saat Australia meningkatkan respon mereka terhadap serangan antisemitisme, laporan Islamofobia juga meningkat pesat. Beberapa wanita mengatakan mereka takut untuk keluar rumah dan ada ketakutan terhadap keselamatan anak-anak mereka. Tay Mitchell melaporkannya untuk Anda. Islamofobia sedang meningkat.
We saw a 1300% increase. So that's in the 3 weeks right after the 7th of October. Now we're 62 weeks post 7th of October, and we're seeing an average of about 530% increase.
Itu adalah suara Dr. Nora Ahmad, Direktur Eksekutif Islamophobia Register, yang melacak laporan pelecehan dan serangan terhadap Muslim Australia. Ia mengatakan bahwa register tersebut mencatat lebih banyak insiden Islamofobia dalam satu tahun setelah serangan Hamas pada 7 Oktober 2023 dibandingkan dengan 8 tahun sebelumnya. Perempuan telah menjadi target utama.
So, incidents could be that they're just going about their everyday business and you know, whether shopping with their children in their pram and getting verbally and physically assaulted while the child is in the pram. So we've had cases like that in Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, as well as Brisbane. So that is probably the very common incident that's reported to us, as well as attempts to remove the headscarf from them. We've seen a lot of graffiti as well.
Di pinggiran kota Sydney Barat, Sefton, pada hari Minggu 15 Desember, warga terbangun karena melihat grafiti Islamofobia yang dibuat di jalan bawah tanah yang ramai. Kata-kata yang ditulis merupakan ejekan terhadap Islam. Para politisi segera mengecam grafiti tersebut, dan polisi mengatakan mereka sedang melakukan penyelidikan. Tetapi Dr. Ahmad mengatakan bahwa kejadian pada hari Minggu itu bukanlah insiden yang terisolasi.
We had one that said kill all Muslims. We've also had some references to the Christchurch terrorists.
Serangan teroris di dua masjid di Christchurch pada tahun 2019 menggemparkan dunia ketika seorang pria bersenjata asal Australia menewaskan 51 jamaah. Ini adalah insiden yang terus menghantui banyak umat Muslim, termasuk Aya, seorang ibu dua anak yang pindah dari Mesir ke Adelaide lebih dari satu dekade lalu.
Yeah, it was a very terrifying incident, and when we got to know, it was like very sad and worrying within our community. People were very worried to go to the mosque at that time because they thought it might be a chain of incidents, and since then, like, it always comes to my mind that something might happen.
Meningkatnya Islamofobia membawa kembali memori tersebut dan membuat ayah khawatir akan keselamatan anak-anaknya. Ia mengatakan ada teman-temannya yang meninggalkan negara tersebut dalam beberapa bulan terakhir karena meningkatnya Islamofobia.
This year specifically, like 2024 and 2023, it's very different. Let's say I don't feel happy, I don't feel secure. I feel worried about the kids, and especially like my girl. She goes like to the school wearing a hijab. It's part of the uniform, and I just, you know, like, can't imagine someone hurting her just because she's wearing a scarf. So it is definitely. I never thought about these things in the past 9-10 years. But then suddenly I'm starting to see all of the things happening and all the stories and following the media. It's like they are calling for a disaster to happen.
Awal bulan ini, sebuah bus sekolah dibakar. Bus itu milik Iqra College, sebuah sekolah Islam di Adelaide. Bus tersebut dibakar sekitar tengah malam di jalanan perumahan di depan rumah pengemudi. Polisi mengatakan tidak ada bukti bahwa pembakaran itu bermotif rasial. Namun, bus kuning tersebut memiliki tanda besar yang menunjukkan bahwa bus tersebut milik sebuah sekolah dan nama serta alamat sekolah Islam yang ditulis dengan huruf kecil. Kamram Tahir adalah imam di masjid besar di Adelaide. Ia mengatakan para pelaku tidak punya rasa kemanusiaan.
I think the greatest shock that it sent throughout the whole community, and I'm sure it's not only the Muslim community, the wider community as well, was that, you know, it was extremely abhorrent act that you would target a bus which is essentially for children. You know, regardless if it were to be a bus which is transporting Muslim children or non-Muslim children.
Dalam pernyataannya dengan SBS News, kepolisian South Australia mengatakan bahwa mereka telah memeriksa CCTV, namun mereka tidak dapat mengidentifikasi tersangka atau petunjuk apapun. Penyelidikan akan ditutup sambil menunggu informasi lebih lanjut. Orang tua seperti ayah akan bertanya-tanya apa yang melatar belakangi pembakaran tersebut.
So I actually like run a WhatsApp group for the moms in my kids' schools, and everyone was so worried. So they wanted to know more information, if it was like a racist thing, or was it like a personal problems with the driver and the neighbor. We didn't have much information, but many were worried that it's a racist attack or like a hate attack.
Ayah mengatakan para orang tua saling mendorong untuk menghubungi polisi dan menyampaikan kekhawatiran mereka dalam upaya untuk meningkatkan perlindungan di tahun baru. Di masa lalu, komunitas sekolah telah menanggapi insiden Islamofobia dengan guru tambahan dan patroli orang tua, tetapi ayah berpikir itu tidak lagi cukup. Di seluruh Australia, masjid dan sekolah Muslim mempertimbangkan perlunya keamanan yang lebih baik. Di Sefton, pinggiran kota Sydney, tempat grafiti anti-Islam ditemukan pada 15 Desember lalu, ada perasaan terkejut dan khawatir. Seorang juru bicara untuk salah satu masjid dan Husainiyat Al-Yasin setempat di Sefton, Sheikh Muhammad Hurani, mengatakan bahwa komunitas tersebut merasa terancam.
I do believe that the mosques will then now take into consideration leveling up their security, leveling up the way that they tackle, for example, these issues. The last thing you want is, for example, is to hold a Friday prayer and another event of what took place in Christchurch a few years ago take place. So that's the last thing anyone wants to see happen to their community members. So I do believe that the mosques will increase in their security. And we do hope that the government looks into funding and providing this support to our mosques.
Dewan Imam Nasional Australia juga menanggapi kejadian baru-baru ini di Sydney dengan meminta pemerintah untuk mengakui krisis yang meningkat, memperkuat kebijakan anti-rasisme, dan memprioritaskan penyelidikan kejahatan kebencian. Juru bicara Bilal Rauf mengatakan situasi ini sangat genting.
Look, it's critical that we as faith communities and broadly across our society come together on issues which affect us all. And acts of hatred directed at any community affect us all. It's a time when we need to come together, but equally, there is a distress and trauma in the Australian Muslim community. There are, you know, there's a lot of pressure where they are silent, being silenced in terms of engaging in very legitimate criticism of Israel, and one can't diminish that either. So there's a lot of distress there that needs to be understood.
Untuk saat ini, ayah merasa lega karena sekolah diliburkan. Ia meminta pemerintah untuk meningkatkan keamanan dan menanggapi Islamofobia yang lebih serius sebelum tahun baru. Ia juga berbincang dengan putranya yang berusia 13 tahun tentang cara menanggapi potensi serangan.
And he was like, "Mom, don't worry, nothing's gonna happen. But it can happen, especially that it happened previously, and especially with the growing media releases and inciting of hate. It can happen. All it takes is just one crazy person, even with no guns, just with a knife. And the kids are the most vulnerable within our society, and since we have the chance to urge the government to provide security for schools, especially schools, that would be great."
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Tim Mitchell untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.